you everyone for coming to the first of a series of four tshuva talks or divrei chizuk during Chodesh Elul and Yom Narayim. Rabbi Kamenetsky Shlita has spoken in our shul many times, and there's no introduction that can possibly fully encapsulate what Rabbi Kamenetsky means to our shul, what he means to me personally. So I just want to read to you from the Hakdama to my Sefer, where I spoke about Rabbi Kamenetsky and just sort of use that as the introduction for tonight. Obviously, an introduction to a book, you thank different people who have had an impact on your life. So one of the people, the most important people that I thanked, is Rabbi Kamenetsky, and I wrote as follows: Shehidrich v'limerosi derech ba'avodas Hashem, that he guided me and taught me a path in avodas Hashem, v'herali estiferes haTorah v'godel yafya, and he was able to show to me, to demonstrate to me, the splendor of Torah and its magnificent beauty. Ubigino hisora nafshi la'amela Torah kadavina talya. And because of him, I was inspired as a young person to engage in Torah. And I say other things as well, but I think that line, when I was writing it, I'll tell you that I was thinking that that's a drop in the bucket, meaning that typifies the effect that Rabbi Kamenetsky has had, not just on me, but on thousands of Talmidim, not just to educate us and to teach us, but to truly inspire us to go on a life's path, on a life's mission, of learning Torah, of Ahavas Hashem, of making the Ribono Shel Olam something that's real in our lives. And that's something that I, amongst so many other thousands of Talmidim, are forever grateful. And therefore, there's no better person to inspire us during Chodesh Elul than Rabbi Kamenetsky. So I thank Rabbi Kamenetsky very much in advance for his Divrei Chizuk this evening.
Thank you very much. Have to remember in the future that part of the deal is no introductions. It's got to be part of the deal in the future. Thank you very much. Chodesh Elul is a big achrayas, a big responsibility, but also a tremendous, tremendous opportunity. And I would dare say that even if nobody showed up tonight, just the fact that the shul, the Beis Medrash, has made a point of putting out a nice fancy flyer. I recognize these fancy flyers. Just putting out a nice fancy flyer saying, hello, it's Elul. It's time to have some extra chizuk, some extra thought. Just that itself, even if nobody would show up, that would have been an accomplishment. But Baruch Hashem, even people come out late on a Wednesday night to try to do some thought, try to do some introspection, try to do some of that hard work, some of that hard work of Chodesh Elul. That's what we're all here to do. So I'll try to talk a little bit to myself, and if everybody could listen in and get something, ma tov ma noim.
What is the one act that actually reminds us that it's Chodesh Elul? Otherwise, it would be hard to know. It'd be hard to know. There's not so much difference between Elul and Av and Tammuz, and we go to work the same. We went every day. David, okay, we had a little David. It's shofar, tkiyas shofar. So I assume pashup shot, everybody thinks that the reason why we blow shofar during Elul is because everybody knows, the Rambam writes, that the shofar is supposed to be like an alarm clock. During that crushing sound that we hear every morning, at least for a few seconds, we could remember it's Elul. For a few seconds, then we go back to work and forget it's like Av or Tammuz and the other month again, Sivan, Nisan, Iyar. Doesn't feel that much different probably the rest of the day. So it's an alarm clock, and before that's a simple shot. But I'd like to maybe tonight suggest another possible reason why specifically this mitzvah, this minhag, during the month of Elul, it's not really a mitzvah, a this custom, what's the significance of this custom? And what does this custom mean to us? This particular month, what's it supposed to mean to us? What's it supposed to do to us? An alarm clock in the morning is like the other alarm clock. You smack it and you go back to sleep. You smack the alarm clock and you go back to work. But there's something else happening, I think, a little bit in the shofar. And it really speaks to a deeper question, which is if you look at the whole avoda of Rosh Hashanah itself, the whole avoda of Rosh Hashanah, the whole Maisa HaMitzvah of Rosh Hashanah, the Iker, the main mitzvah of the day, the Iker Mitzvah Sayom Midarais of Rosh Hashanah is, of course, as we say in the bracha, Lishmoa Kol Shofar. Lishmoa. The main mitzvah of the day is to sit back, do nothing, and listen. To listen. Lishmoa Kol Shofar. To be very passive. You sit there and you listen. When you hear the shofar in Chodesh Elul, you sit back and you listen. You don't do anything. Why is that the main mitzvah sayom? To sit back and listen. Lishmoa Kol Shofar. Why is the main way we wake ourselves up during the month of Elul just by sitting back, listening a few extra seconds, maybe in the morning, and we go back along our merry way? What's the significance? Why during Elul? And why on Rosh Hashanah is the main mitzvah of the day just sitting back and listening? And I would like to present that listening to the shofar, listening in Yiddishkeit, doesn't just mean what we normally think listening to be. And I'd like to submit that listening to the shofar and listening the whole month of El to the shofar and then listening on Rosh Hashanah to the shofar is supposed to be a different kind of listening. Listening in Yiddishkeit in general is a different kind of listening. And I think if we can come to a deeper understanding of what listening is in Yiddishkeit, what listening is, maybe we could begin to open up our ears and open up our hearts and try to understand a little bit of what we're supposed to be preparing for in the month of Elul and what we're supposed to be looking forward to during the Aseres Yemei Teshuva, what the preparation is. And I'd like to begin by discussing words that we say four times a day. Four times a day. An understanding of maybe arguably the most famous words in all of Yiddishkeit, the words of Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, twice during Shacharis, twice at night. Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. So, at first glance, these words, Shema Yisrael, seem a little bit strange. Listen, Jewish people. Listen! Listen! Hey! Listen to me! Listen! Catch your attention. One would have thought that a more appropriate word might be Ta'amin Yisrael. Believe. Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. What's the Shema? What's the listen? What are you listening? What are you hearing? It's belief that you're talking about. What's the listening that's going on? So look at the comment of the Tshuva Sarashpa. He says this in two places. The Tshuva Sarashpa says, and this is, I would say, if you get nothing else out of tonight, then a little bit of a new insight in when you say Kriya Shema four times a day, what are you supposed to be thinking of when you say the word Shema? So the Rashpa actually says that when you say the word Shema, you're supposed to be thinking about three things. Take a look at a couple of lines down. Three lines down. Shemilas Shema Kolel Gimel Inyanim. Hanachasa Achas Yishmias HaOzen. Yeah, the first explanation is the simple pshat. Shema, listen. If you want to know about the Rabbonus Shalom, if you want to know about Yiddishkeit, if you want to know Torah, if you want to know how to be a Jew, the first thing you have to do is listen. If you don't listen, you ain't going to know anything. You got to hear what's going on. You got to hear the words of the Rabbonus Shalom and Har Sinai, as we'll speak about. You got to hear the words of your rabbis, of your parents, of people who are talking to you about what the Divrei Torah are. You have to actually physically listen. That's number one. Quotes a pasuk, Ozen Shema Uta Ashreini. Vehushala But you can also borrow this language of Shema, number two, Lidas Harav. Lidas Harav. To great knowledge. As in the Pasuk, V'nasata la'avdecha lev shomea. You should give to your servant lev shomea, a heart that listens, which he's going to explain means understanding. So Shema doesn't just mean to physically hear. Shema means to understand. V'hushalagam, and there's a third understanding of Shema, l'kabbala v'ha'emunabo, to acceptance and belief, as in Shema b'ni Musar Avicha. Hear it. Hear it, meaning hear it, let it go inside. Don't just hear it physically. Don't just understand it in your mind, but let it penetrate your essence. Whatever you're listening to, when you're saying Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, you need to hear, as in we all were at Mamad Har Sinai and listening to the Ribbono Shel Olam say Hashem Echad, you need to hear it. Then you need to challenge it and think about it and understand it and make sure you understand what it means, Hashem Echad. And finally, you're supposed to keep that belief inside of you and don't let it go. Drill it into your essence so that it will never leave you. Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu. As in the Pasuk, Ashrei Adam Shomeali, Im Shamoa Tishme'u al Mitzvosai. It doesn't just mean hear, it doesn't mean understand. It means keep them, observe them. Have them inside you. V'kan ratzalomar v'omu Shema Yisrael kolo gimel and yonim. Shen etztaveinu lishmar v'lilmod, ki lule shenishma v'nilmod. If you don't hear in the first place, lo nisbonei love, you can't even analyze. You got to hear it first. V'achrei ha'shmi v'alimod v'chikar heitev, em yesh raya soseres chas v'shalom. You have to analyze it and think, well, maybe it's not Shema Yisrael shalom kere shalom chad. You have to analyze, you have to think. V'achar shenavo mitoch ha'shmi l'chakir b'emes, Tivieno hachakira v'tachrichenu hechreach amiti lekabel ulahamin ki hu yisparach nimsa v'chein hu mashkiach ha'prote ma'aseinu. We have to believe it. We have to keep it inside ourselves. And in fact, gentlemen, you all know that on Rosh Hashanah, this pasuk, even though it's the only pasuk of the 10 psukim of Malchios that does not have the word melech in the pasuk, yet, not only is it one of the 10 psukim of Malchios, it is the 10th and final pasuk of Malchios, because through this Shema Yisrael, through this listening, hearing, analyzing, understanding, and then drilling it in and believing it and keeping it inside, this is Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shamayim. This is the receiving of Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shamayim. And I'd like to share with you in this very same context a beautiful insight of Rav Shimon Schwab that he has in his Sefer on Chumash, Ma'ayan Beis HaShoeva. Rav Schwab is also talking about how do we understand this word Shema in Shema Yisrael. It's in Parshas Veshanan. That's where this pasuk shows up. Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. And he asks the same question. What's the Shema? What are we listening to? What are you hearing? Believe. You don't have to hear anything. When you say Shema, who are you talking to? Shema, listen. Who's listening? No. Tamin, believe. What's the Shema? So if Schwab points out that the word Shema, very much, he doesn't quote the Tshuvas HaRash, but very much along the lines of this third Tshuvas HaRash, maybe with a slightly different nuance, but really pretty much the same idea. He starts by asking the following question. So far, hopefully we have maybe a little bit more insight into when we say Shema every morning, well, at night, what we're supposed to think about. And we have another insight, the following. Schwab answers his question, like a good rabbi, by asking another question. What's the Shema mean? So he says, listen to another line that we say in davening. Also, we say every single morning we say in davening. We say the following words in davening. In Ava Rabba, or Avas Olam, if you daven Sfar, so Ava Rabba, and we say, V'sein B'libeinu, we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when it comes to Talmud Torah, we ask, V'sein B'libeinu, L'havin U'lahaskil, L'shmoa L'lmod U'lameh. I want to understand, L'havin, to understand, U'lahaskil Seichel, to really sharply, deeply understand, L'shmoa L'lmod U'lameh. What's the obvious problem with the tefillah? We probably have said this tefillah 1.5 million times every single morning and never asked this kasha. It's such a glaring, evident kasha. What's going on over here? Shemitah, listening to Divrei Torah, has to come before understanding. Why does it say, V'seimu ibeinu, lahavinu lahaskil, then lishmoa? Said Rav Schwab, you see from the placement of that word lishmoa, that the word lishmoa does not mean that which we usually think lishmoa means. It doesn't just mean to physically hear. And Rav Schwab says, I'll prove to you that it doesn't just mean it. Take a look at source number 2. The pasuk says, Vayhi b'shchon Yisrael ba'aretz ahi vayelech Ruvain, vayishkav es bilha pilegesh aviv vayishma Yisrael. Whole story happened that Reuven, either he actually did sleep with Bilha or he moved around the bed, some machlokas in Chazal. He did something bad. Vayishma Yisrael. Said Rav Shav, what does Vayishma mean? What he heard? He just heard Vayishma Yisrael? No. Vayishma means not only did he hear about it, he heard about it, he internalized it, and he did not forget it. He kept it inside. How do we know that Yaakov Avinu did not forget that which Reuven did? Because at the very end of his life, when he's blessing slash cursing or whatever he was doing over there, in the source number 3, Pachas Kamayim Altosa Ki Alisa Mishkev Avicha Ochs Oz Chilat Yisila. He kept that thought and said all the way to the end of his life, Center of Schwab, what do you see from this? Vayishma Yisrael doesn't mean he just heard it. It means he heard it and he kept it and he believed it and he kept on to it his entire life. He didn't just hear. It didn't just like we hear the shofar in the morning, it goes in here, why not the other ear? He heard it, and he kept it inside himself. Vayishma Yisrael, said Rav Schwab, when we say Shema Yisrael, what are we saying? We're exhorting the entire Jewish people, not just to hear Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, not just to hear it, but to hear it and to believe it and to keep it inside, to keep it. We're davening to the Rebbe Shalom when we say Shema Hashem, please allow me to keep this feeling inside of Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, not just to hear it once. You hear something, oh, you heard a good song, and then it's done. No, to hear Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, said Rav Schwab, what it means is, please allow me to hear this and to keep it inside me, that I should keep hearing it. That not just I hear something once. Shema Yisrael, listen, Jewish people, keep it inside of you always. That's why we keep on saying it, morning twice, night twice. We try to reinforce that Shemiah should be inside of us and should remain with us at all times. We want Kriya Shema to make an impact on us. We want that Kabbalah's Omos Shamayim to make an impact on us, that we shouldn't just hear it when we say it in the morning, but we should internalize it. We should internalize the message of Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. It reminds me of this beautiful, beautiful idea. I'm sure Rabbi Leibowitz maybe could remind me who said it. I heard it. He maybe even heard me say it. I don't even know. I don't remember who said it. I tried to look. I couldn't find it. We just read this past Shabbos, right? V'hoysa imo v'karavo kol yimei chayav. That the king would have to write a second Sefer Torah. V'hoysa imo, he would keep it with him. V'karavo kol yimei chayav. So I think it's either the Bali Musar or a Chassidus Shavai. Somebody asked the Kasha. The dittuk of the pasuk is wrong. It says, "V'haisa imo, v'haisa's lashon nekeva, v'haisa imo, v'karavo kol yimei chayav." It should have said either "V'haisa imo, v'karavo kol yimei v'haisa." The sefer Torah is nekeva. So "V'haisa imo," the Torah, what is with him? "V'karavo kol yimei chayav," or "V'haya imo, v'karavo." It's going on sefer Torah, sefer's lashon zachar. So it should say, V'haya imo v'karavo kol yimei chayav. What's the contradiction? V'haysa lashon nekeva imo v'karavo kol yimei chayav. So the Bali Musar or the Chassidus Rebbes or both of them, I don't know who, said this word. It's not my own idea. Beautiful idea. He said, no, the goal of the Melech having the second Sefer Torah, the goal of the Melech having Sefer is V'haysa imo lashon nekeva. The Sefer Torah should be with him, but then v'karavo kol yimei chayav. A person who has a Sefer Torah with him and internalizes the messages, you could read the Sefer Torah in him, in the king. V'haysa imo, the Sefer Torah, Lashon Nekeva, should be with him. V'karavo kol yimei chayav. If he keeps the Torah with him, you should be able to read the Torah in him. Watch him. Look at him. He internalized that Torah. That's what we're asking the Rabbanu Shalom for every single morning when we say the same Belibenu, Lahavinu Lahaskil Lishmoa. I want to understand the Torah, but then I want it to stay within me. I want to keep it within me. I want that Torah to impact me. I want the Shema Yisrael to impact me. I want the Lishmoa Lilmod Ulami, the Torah that I learn during the day, the Torah that I hear. I want it to impact me. I want it to go inside of me. As the Pasuk says, according to the Pashup Shadad Rashi, Shamar Lecha Pentishka Chazadvarim, don't forget those words. Don't forget that inspiration. Don't forget that impact. Rashi says, if you forget them, it's going to be terrible. And in fact, this Shmia, this listening that the Jewish people do every day, that we ask the Rabbanu Shalom to do, and that we continuously do when we say Shema, and when we study Torah, when we hear our words of Torah from our rabbis, from our Rabbeim, it started at Har Sinai. Pasuk says in Tehillim, take a look at source number 4. Zevachu mincha lo chafatzta, you didn't ask me for karbanos. Oznayim karisali, you dug ears for me. You dug ears for me, says Rashi. V'chata'a lo shalta, where did you dig ears for me? Take a look at Rashi. Rashi, this is a pasuk in Tehillim, says Rashi. Zevachu mincha lo chafatzta, b'yom matan Torah. You didn't ask us to be makriv any karbanos at matan Torah. You have, David HaMelech says that at Har Sinai, you carved out ears for us. Maybe now we understand a little bit why there was a shofar at Har Sinai also. The job of the shofar at Har Sinai was to carve out the ears of the Jewish people, to sanctify the ears of the Jewish people, to clean them out, to prepare the ears of the Jewish people to hear the Dvar Hashem. Zevach u'mincha lo chafatzta. You didn't ask us to do anything at Har Sinai. You simply cleaned out our ears so we should be able to listen. So we should be able to hear the Dvar Hashem. As the other psukim say, Kol Hashem b'koach, Kol Hashem b'hadar, Kol Hashem shover arazim. At Har Sinai, HaKadosh Baruch Hu carved out for us Jewish ears. Ears that are capable of hearing Divrei Torah. Ears that are capable of hearing Divrei Musar. Ears that are capable of allowing words to penetrate, that a person can change, that a person can become a different person. These are the ears that we heard at Har Sinai, and these are the same ears that Klal Yisrael, the Jewish ears, that Klal Yisrael have had throughout the generations, listening to Divrei Torah, listening to words of Musar, listening. This is a very, very crucially important Jewish trait, to learn how to listen. So I would argue that the reason why the primary act that we do during the month of Elul is the act of listening to the blowing of the shofar, and what I would urge everyone to do tomorrow morning when you hear the sound of the shofar. Yes, of course, it's an alarm clock. That's what Chazal say. It's supposed to wake us up. But maybe it's also cleaning out our ears a little bit. It's cleaning out our ears. The mitzvah Shmir, why do we have the shofar on Rosh Hashanah? We're supposed to hear. We're supposed to develop our sense of hearing. Not just in the physical sense of hearing, but to try to allow the words to penetrate, because sound penetrates your ears, but the sound of the shofar, the sound of the shofar of Har Sinai, the sound of the shofar of Rosh Hashanah, the sound of the shofar of Elul is supposed to create within us the ability to hear, to listen, to internalize all that we hear. Each year on Rosh Hashanah, we once again listen to that sound of the shofar of Har Sinai, which was there to
smoothen the entrance through our ears of the Dvar Hashem. And throughout the year, sometimes the ears get stuffed up. If you're like me, I got to go to every 6 months to the ENTs. He's got to take the thing and dig out like mountains of wax from my ears. That's what it's been for all of us the whole year. There's buildup. There's blockage in the ears through the whole year. Chodesh El comes along. It's time to plunge out the ears. Roto-Rooter inside the ears. That's what the shofar is. Clean it out. Wait. Listen. Listen to the Dvar Hashem. Listen to the words of Musar. Listen to the Divrei Torah. The Koach Hashmia. A Jewish Koach Hashmia tells a person that when you hear your rabbi giving words of Musar, it's not, the rabbi doesn't understand me. Or you hear something in a shir and you say, it's not for me. Or it's a chumrah. I'm not going to go that way. I listen. I hear. I have the koach hashmia. I can listen. I can internalize. I can change. I can grow. Shmia, listening, is also stage one of the tshuva process, as is indicated by the pasuk in Yeshayahu, the next source 6. Hatu aznechem ulchu elai. Tilt your ear and walk towards me. Shimu, listen. Usechi nashechem. Listen and you will be alive. What does it mean? Listening? Listen. You heard it? Went in one ear, went out the other. That's not what the Navi means. Hatu aznechem. Tilt your ear to me. Pay attention. Listen. Internalize the messages. Internalize the lessons. Shimu usechi nafshechem. Hear and your soul will be alive. And there's a beautiful vart that I've said over on a number of occasions connected to this. We're going to read about it in this week's parsha in Yana Deyoma. You're probably all familiar with the fact, you remember that when it came to Yishmael, the Torah says in Surah 7, Vayishmael kemes kol hanar, Yishmael was crying, right? Sarah threw her out of the house, Hagar. Yikar malach nama Hagar, and Shema Yom, malach Hagar, atiri, don't worry. Showed him a well. Ki shama Elokim el kol hanar ba'asher husham. Hashem listened to the voice of the crying Yishmael when he, as he's there, the way he is now. Meaning he didn't look to the way Yishmael was going to be in the future. He looked at Yishmael ba'asher husham. So we know in this week's parsha we're going to read about the Ben Sohar Mor. The Gemara in Sanhedrin famously says about the Ben Sohar Mor is Nidon al Shem Sofo. We kill the Ben Sohar Mor not because of what he did now. We kill him because of what he's going to do in the future. Asks the Mizrahi in source number 9. It's a contradiction. Ben Sohar Mor al Shem Sofo. Ben Sohar Mor Abagadil Gabi Yishmael Kishe Kinteru Alav Malachi Asharis. The Medrash says, can you imagine? Can you imagine what was going on in Shemayim when Yishmael, the baby, was dying in the desert? The Malachim were saying to the Ribbono Shel, how many terrorist attacks can we avert now? They were looking into the future. How much pain and suffering of the Jewish people can we save now? Let him die! He's going to the future, torment and destroy and kill and torture Jews for thousands of years. And the Medrash says that's exactly what they were saying. Let him die. And the Ribbono Shel Olam says, no, Ba'asher Husham, Lefi Ma'asav Shel Achsha, V'lo Lefi Ma'ashi Osed. Asks the Mizrahi, how come Yishmael was judged the way he is, not in the future, and the Ben Sohar Mor is in the future? So he gives one answer. So Matisyo Salomon, the Lakewood Mashkiach, said so beautifully about the Ben Sohar Mor, the Torah says, Einenu Shomea B'Kolu, he didn't have the Koach Hashmia. Einenu Shomea, what Yishmael is called, Yishma. In his very name, he has the idea of Shmia, that he listened. Yishma Kel. Yishmael's Yishma Kel, God will hear your prayers. That's why the Muslims, they daven all day long. Because the whole name of Yishmael, their whole tradition,
They daven five times a day, the Muslim. Their whole tradition is Yishma Kel. God will listen, God will listen, God's listening. Yishmael is all himself about Shmiah. He had the Koach HaShmiah, said Rav Matisyo. Someone who has the Koach HaShmiah always has the capability of doing tshuva. If you have the ability to listen, if you listen to people's musr, if you listen to what people are trying to tell you, if you listen to Divrei Torah, if you listen to what's going on in the world, you always have the capability of doing tshuva. So that's why Hashem listened to Yishmael. Maybe he'll do tshuva. But Ben Sora Amore, Einenu Shomea B'Koleinu, Einenu Shomea the Ben Sora Amore. He doesn't listen to his parents, doesn't have the Koach HaShmiah, can't listen. There's no hope for him. If you don't have the Koach HaShmiah, if you don't know how to listen, you don't know how to hear, there's no hope for you. If you don't internalize, there are people who go through life, and there's all kinds of signs talking to them, and they're not listening. There's all kinds of messages being sent to them, and they're not listening, they're not hearing. They're not hearing it. Life is just passing them by. Said Rav Matisyahu, this is why the Ben Sora Mora is Nidan al Shem Sofo. He doesn't have the Koach HaShmiah, he'll never turn around. If you don't have the ability to listen, to hear the messages that life is sending to you, if you don't hear the sound of the shofar when it blows every morning, you don't hear it on Rosh Hashanah, you don't hear the messages of our leaders, our mashpiyim, we don't hear what people are saying, there's no chance. And the final Gemara, perhaps this is al derech hadrush a little bit, but maybe not. The Gemara says, kita es yado, if somebody cuts off your hand, you pay for the hand. Shiber es raglo, someone cuts off your leg, you pay for the leg. Simas anal, somebody knocks out your eye, you pay for the eye. Chirsho, if somebody makes you deaf, no sin lo to make cool. You have to pay for his entire existence. Because if you don't have ears, you have nothing. You're worthless. Without ears, you're worthless. Chirsho, no sin lo to make cool. You don't have ears, you can never grow. You can never develop. No sin lo to make cool. So, I think that Chodesh Elul, our avoda is to work on the Koach HaShmiah. That's why Chodesh Elul we have the shofar. We're supposed to work on the Kol HaShmiah. We have to hear the Yad Hashem and the Devar Hashem that He communicates to us through world events, through current events. We have to hear the voice of our fellow Jews calling out for help. There's a tremendous opportunity now to help people in Houston. There's always opportunities to help people. We have to hear, you have to hear, you have to listen. You have to hear. We have to hear, as I mentioned a few times, the voice of your amazing and outstanding and incredible rabbi who is always giving you the right advice in the Divrei Torah about how to grow and how to use Chodesh El in the right way. And most importantly, maybe, we have to hear the voice that's inside each one of us telling us we can do it, we can change, we can grow, we can take it to the next level. The goal of the shofar of El is to clean out our ears, to prepare them to be able to be true Jewish ears, to hear those messages, internalize, and then grow. And I'm just going to leave you with the last 30 seconds, one thing, and this is what I always say in the month of El. My practice has been for the last around approximately 20 or 25 Chodesh Elul's. Every Elul, I think about one thing that I'm going to take upon myself for the following year that I'm going to be different in. One thing I'm going to be better. I don't try to become Rav Shechter by tomorrow. In one year, I'm not going to change every single thing that's wrong with me. One thing, every Elul, one Kabbalah, one change. I'm going to listen to one voice inside me that's saying, this thing, this is the next thing, this is what you're going to do. I urge everybody, if nothing else, Chodesh Elul, take upon yourself, think about what's going to be that one Kabbalah, that one thing I'm going to take upon myself. In the merit of that small change, the Ribbono Shel Olam will see each one of us is a totally different person. And Kadosh Baruch Hu, in that merit, when we listen and hear and develop this ability and that merit, He will write each one of us and each one of our families and all of Klal Yisrael in the book of life for Shnas Chaim, Bracha, Osher, V'Chavod.
lanu ulechol beis Yisrael.
Amen. Amen.